Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Continuing reading and commenting upon section of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, Chapter 4, discussing the transcendental glories of Srimati Radharani. We can read this verse as it's up there. Devi, Krishna, Mayi, Radhika, Para, Devata, Sarva, Lakshmi, Mayi, Sarva, Kantihi, Sammohini, Para, Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta, Radhika Paradevata, Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva, Kanti Sammohini Para. Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta, Radhika Paradevata, Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva, Kanti Sammohini Para.
Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta,
Radhika Paradevata,
Radhika Paradevata,
Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva,
Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva,
Kanti Sammohini Para,
Kanti Sammohini Para.
Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta,
Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta,
Radhika Paradevata,
Radhika Paradevata,
Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva,
Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva,
Kanti Sammohini Para,
Kanti Sammohini Para,
Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta,
Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta,
Radhika Paradevata,
Radhika Paradevata,
then the first word here is Devi, so any Devis from the Devi section, anyone chant?
Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta, Radhika Paradevata,
Devi, who shines brilliantly, female. Otherwise, Deva means who shines brilliantly, male. So Devi. Krishna Mayi, none different from Lord Krishna. Prokta, called. Radhika, Srimati Radharani. Paradevata, most worshipable. Sarva Lakshmi Mai. Presiding over all the goddesses of fortune. Sarva Kantihi. In whom all splendor exists. Sammohini. Whose character completely bewilders Lord Krishna. Para, the superior energy. The transcendental goddess Srimati Radharani is the direct counterpart of Lord Sri Krishna. She is the central figure for all the goddesses of fortune. She possesses all the attractiveness to attract the all-attractive personality of Godhead. She is the primeval internal potency of the Lord. Purport, this text is from the Brihad Gautamiya Tantra. Then, as usual in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, a Sanskrit verse is explained by Kaviraj Goswami in Bengali, or sometimes he gives the Bengali translation first and then the Sanskrit. So, next verse then. Devi kahi dyotamana paramasundari. Kimba Krishna Puja Krira Vasati Nagari. Devi means resplendent and most beautiful, or else it means the lovely abode of the worship and love spots of Lord Krishna. Very beautiful. The Absolute Truth is beautiful. Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Where's that from? We hear that a lot, but I guess it's from the Vedas somewhere. Satyam Shivam Sundar. In English also, the poet Keats, one of the famous poets, said that truth is beauty and beauty is truth. The only thing is, his idea of beauty is some smelly body. Whereas the Absolute Truth is the most beautiful. In the material world, truth is harsh. The truth in the material world is birth, death, old age and disease. It all comes to that. It all comes to dukkha, the sum total of everything. Either you say it's all one and it's all miserable here, but it's all one or it's all zero. It all comes to the same thing anyway. If you say everything is one or zero, In this calculation, one equals zero, because if you only have one and there's nothing else, then it's the same as being zero, because one, anything can be understood in relation to something else. That's why the impersonalists say it's all one. We say, yes, one, but that one is Krishna. And then he's relative to everything else? No, he's absolute. Everything is in relation to him. And he is all beautiful. But he is attractive. She possesses all the attractiveness. He's most beautiful. He attracts all the living beings everywhere, and especially the gopis of Vrindavan. But Sammohini, Radha, bewilders Krishna with her beauty and so many other qualities and attracts Krishna. So the Supreme Absolute Truth is beautiful, and beauty in and of itself is truth. That is the truth. What is the truth? The philosophers are looking, or the impersonalists are looking, but they want to find some light, but within the light is beauty. So this statement, truth is beauty, and beauty is truth. It's most true if we understand actually what beauty is and truth is, and most false if we identify the beauty of this world as being the ultimate truth. Although, if we see there are some scenes in this world which are beautiful landscape, some animals can look beautiful. Srila Prabhupada once asked, what's the most beautiful animal? Someone said a cow. Prabhupada said, no, a cow is not beautiful. It's the horse. Some horses. Not the kind of scraggly horses you get in this country mostly. But the deer can also be beautiful. So the ultimate truth is spiritual, but even in this material world there's some beauty, but we can understand that's a reflection of the original beauty of Radha and Krishna. So truth is beauty. It's true, this statement, but if we take the beauty of this world as all in all, then we're in for trouble, because the beauty that attracts us in this world, it's like the light, the flame which attracts the moths, and we get destroyed in that. Or there are various examples given in the Bhagavatam of how the senses, we're attracted by the senses, we're attracted by the eyes, and the example is given of the or the sense of touch or the desire for sexual pleasure. The elephant is captured. How to catch an elephant? What's the answer? Dig a big pit and get a tamed female elephant trained to run, and then the male elephant comes behind and falls in the pit. Of course, you have to make the pit in such a way the elephant doesn't break his legs when he falls in the pit. There's a whole science of catching elephants, the long-lost science of catching elephants. And then you've got to train them. Wild elephants are for fighting. You can have domesticated elephants for working, but the wild ones are for fighting. So it's a whole science. Elephant, hasti vidya. There are so many things which are lost now. But that example is given, that the elephant being attracted by the beauty of a female elephant. Now, I don't think there's anyone here who's attracted to the beauty, however much we may be attracted to pornography on the internet or whatever, I hope not. But we don't find, I haven't heard of it yet, but anyone being attracted to any human being attracted to the beauty of a female elephant, it doesn't appear very attractive to us. But the male elephant is very strong and powerful, but he can be captured by the illusory attraction. To us it seems illusory. How can you be attracted to the body of a female elephant? And the elephant, if he had any philosophical sense, could think, how are these humans, how are they attracted to males, to females? We've got these beautiful elephants and these ugly humans. They're thinking like that. The pig is thinking, oh, Mrs. Pig is fantastic, the best. It's Maya. But the real thing is there, Radha and Krishna. But that's not for us to enjoy. We love to see the beautiful form of Radha and Krishna in the mood of, but that has to be in the mood of service. If we think I have to enjoy this, then we're in trouble. Like the demons who want to enjoy the wife of Shiva. Radha's beauty is described in another section of Bhagavatam, of Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's actually a verse from Vidagdha Madhava, and it's from the Antya Leela. Again, this is Rupa Goswami's poetry recitation. Baladakshno Lakshmi Kavalayati Navyang Kuvalayang Mukholasa Pulang Kamalavanam Ulanghayati Cha Dasham Kashtam Ashtapadam Appi Nayat Yangika Ruchir Vichitrang Radhaya Kimapi Kila Rupam Vilasati. The beauty of Srimati Radharani's eyes forcibly devours the beauty of newly grown blue lotus flowers, and the beauty of her face surpasses that of an entire forest of fully blossomed lotuses. Her bodily luster seems to place even gold into a painful situation. Thus the wonderful, unprecedented beauty of Srimati Radharani is awakening in Vrindavan. And the next verse in the Antya Leela is also from Vidagdha Madhava. Vidhur eti diva virupatang shatapatrang bata sharvari mukhe iti kena sadar shri yoj valang tulanam arhati mat priyananam. Although the effulgence of the moon is brilliant initially at night, in the daytime it fades away. Similarly, although the lotus is beautiful during the daytime, at night it closes. But, O my friend, the face of my most dear Srimati Radharani is always bright and beautiful, both day and night. Therefore, to what can her face be compared? If you want to compare her face to a moon, that doesn't work, because the moon is only beautiful in the night. If you want to compare the beauty of her face to a lotus, that doesn't work, because the lotus, or this particular kind of lotus, only is open in the day. Then again, going on from Antya Leela, again Vidagdha Madhava. These Vidagdha Madhava verses, they're scattered throughout Vidagdha Madhava and collected by, well, actually spoken by Rupa Goswami and presented by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So again from Vidagdha Madhava and again from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Pramada Rasata Ranga Smera Gandasthalaya Smaradhanur Anubandhi Brulata Lasya Bhajaha Madakala Chala Bringi Branti Bhangim Dadhano Hridayamidam Adangshit Pakshmalakshya Kartakshaha. Krishna speaking. When Srimati Radharani smiles, waves of joy flow over her cheeks and her eyebrows arched like the bow of Cupid dance. Her glance is so enchanting that it is like a dancing bumblebee moving unsteadily due to intoxication. That bee has bitten the wall of my heart. Krishna, from Radhikashtotara Shatanama Stotra, 108 names of Radha, one of the names given, Krishna Sambhoga Sapali Krita Manmata Sambhava, that's one name. I don't think anyone calls her by that name, actually, but not in actual speech, but it's a stotra of names of her. So it means that Krita Manmata Sambhava. Manmata means Kamadev Cupid. It means literally who churns the mind. Manmata Sambhava, the birth of Manmata. Safali Krita Manmata Sambhava. Who has made the birth of Manmata successful, meaningful. How? Krishna Sambhoga. By her enjoyment with Krishna, she has made the birth of Manmata, of Kamadev, successful. So, going on, Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, Chapter 4, describing this verse, Devi Krishnamayi. So now the name Krishnamayi is being explained. Krishnamayi Krishna ja bhitare bahire jaha jaha netra pare taha Krishna sphure. Krishnamayi means one who's within and without our Lord Krishna. She sees Lord Krishna wherever she casts her glance. Kimba prema rasamai Krishna sarup ta shakti ta shaha hoy ek rup. Or Krishna mai means that she is identical with Lord Krishna, for she embodies the mellows of love. The energy of Lord Krishna is identical with him. Purport. Krishna mai, this name, has two different imports. First, a person who always thinks of Krishna both within and without, and who always remembers only Krishna, wherever he goes or whatever he sees, is called Krishnamai. Also, since Krishna's personality is full of love, his loving potency, Radharani, being non-different from him, is called Krishnamai. Krishna vancha purti rupa kore aradhane atev radhika nam purane bakhane. It says here, her worship. I just wrote to Trivedha Prabhu and said this is ambiguous, because does it mean worship of her or worship by her? So let's read. Means that she worship. It actually means that she worships Krishna by fulfilling his desires. Otherwise, the way it's written now, it could mean that if you worship, if you fulfill the desires of Krishna, that would be worship of her. But what it is actually saying is that she worships Krishna, Krishna vancha purti rupa, by her worship of Krishna consists of filling his desires. Therefore, the Puranas call her Radhika. That's why she's called Radhika. And that's why, we'll get to that. Yeah, we'll come to the next verse. Purport, the name Radha is derived from the root word Aradhana, which means worship. The personality who excels all in worshipping Krishna may therefore be called Radhika, the greatest servitor. Baladev Vidyabhushan says that the name Radha indicates that she fulfills the desires of her beloved, Sri Krishna. And Radhika indicates she worships Krishna as her own Lord. This, if you open up the Sanskrit, you can dig out all these meanings. So it's stated here that therefore her name is stated in the Puranas to be Radhika. Well, and then where, what? Well, here it is, but just Bhagavatam. Just not exactly given, but those who know, because it's explained to us by Krishnadas Kaviraj and Srila Prabhupada, they can understand from Bhagavatam. Anaya radhito nunang bhagavan haririshvaraha yanno vihaya govinda prito yam anayad rahaha. Truly the personality of Godhead has been worshipped by her. Therefore Lord Govinda, being pleased, has brought her to a lonely spot, leaving us all behind. This is spoken by the gopis, not Radha. She's the head of all the gopis. But when Krishna took Radha away from the Rasadans, leaving behind all the other gopis, then they recognized that she is the one who has actually worshipped Krishna the best. Therefore her name is suitable, Radha. Yeah, this verse is from Bhagavatam, Canto 10, 30, Chapter 28. Then Krishna vanishes from Radha. He takes her away, then he vanishes from her. And what does she say? This is very significant. Hanata Ramana Preshta Kvasi Kvasi Mahabhuja Dasyaste Kriparnaya Ame Sake Darshya Sannidhim. She calls out to Krishna, "Hey Nata, O my master, O my lover, my dearmost, where are you? Where are you? Please, O mighty armed one, O friend, show yourself to me, your poor maidservant." So this is very important to understanding. Krishnadas Kaviraj makes a significant point that Ekale Ishvara Krishna Arsabhritya. Everyone is the servant of Krishna. Krishna is the only controller. And up to Radha, everyone considers themselves, who are properly situated, they consider themselves servants of Krishna. Now, Krishna vanishes from Radha, and at one point she also vanishes from him. She plays the same trick. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur has summarized this in one of his songs. He's also made a Radhashtaka, 8 songs in praise of Radha in Bengali. So we're discussing, understand, not understand, but we're discussing. He says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur Singh, Shatakoti Gopi Madhavaman Rakite Narilo Karijaton. Hundreds of thousands of millions of gopis try to keep Madhava, the husband of the goddess of fortune, tries to keep that his mind will be attracted. They try very hard, but they cannot. Because what's going on? Benu Gite Dake Radhika Nam. With his flute, he's calling out the name of Radha. He's calling out through his flute, Esho Esho Radhe Dako Esham. He's calling out, come, come Radha. Bhangeya Shri Rasa Mandala Tobe Radha Anbeshane Chale Ejabe. When Radha leaves the Rasa, all the devotees, he leaves and goes searching for her. Deka diya radhe rakoha pran baliya kandeye kanane kan. Krishna, crying, is calling out in the forest, show yourself to me, Radha, save my life. Nirjana kanane radhare dhari miliya paran Jurai Hari, in a lonely forest, he finds Radha, catches her, embraces, and he feels his life has come back. He feels relief. Krishna feels relief. Bole tuhum bina kaha ras. Without you, what is this ras lila? Tuhu lagi moa borajabas. I'm only living in Vrindavan because of you. Eheno radhika charana tole bhakati bino kandiya bole. Tua gona majhe amare goni. Kinkori koreya rako apani. This radhika, falling at the feet of radhika, at the soles of her feet, Bhaktivinoda crying, says, count me among yours, your people. Make me your maidservant and keep me with you, yourself. We're saying, our acharyas have said, we are repeating. The greatest devotee, Radharani. Uddhava is known as the greatest devotee in Dwaraka. That's always stated. But then what about Satyabhama, Rukmini? And they should be more, right? They're in a higher ras. What happened there? I don't mind. The queens, they don't think of them as devotees. There's wives and queens. They're more than devotees. They're not known to worship him per se. There's queens, they're most intimate. Others may or may not devote themselves to Krishna. Although in Dwaraka everyone does. That's why it's Dwaraka Dham. But a wife is expected naturally to be devoted to her husband. How do we get to Dwaraka? wait a minute, we're talking about Radharani. She's also there, but little, well, actually somewhat different form. Satyabhama. We're wondering why Satyabhama, she's so quarrelsome and jealous compared to Rukmini, who's so mild and sweet. This is all described by Rupa Goswami. It's a complex story how Radharani ends up being Satyabhama and Chandravali ends up being Rukmini. So Radharani is Vama Swabhav. She has that left wing, rebellious nature, but fully devoted to Krishna. Krishna loves that. It's not understandable by any material means. It's Krishna's leela, that's all. That's the way he enjoys himself. He likes it. Otherwise, the residents of Vrindavan, they don't find much, no attraction to Dwarka. In fact, it's the sound of the name of that place is unpleasant to them. Even as far as Dwarka and Mathura, there's the consideration that happiness must be linked with opulence and majesty and power, prestige. Krishna is Dwarkadish. Well, he's also Vrindavananath, but we don't find him. We hear more Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, but that's just to assert that Radha is more than Krishna, because that competition is always going on to show who's greatest in Vrindavan. But that's a different mood altogether. And here in this material world, we have Bhogaishvarya Prasaktanam. If we're attracted to this, to the opulence and enjoyment of this world, we can't understand Krishna at all. Only in Vraja is love for Krishna wholly, solely, purely centered on him alone as he is. Of course, in Dwarka, his opulence is none different from him. It's completely spiritual. But the residents of Vrindavan, they don't find that attractive at all. That's a very significant that when Krishna, playing a game, having run away from the gopis, playing a game, showed himself as Narayan to them, and then they said, oh, Narayan, Narayan, oh, Om Namo Narayanaya. Have you seen Krishna? They respect him, but they don't want him. They want something from him. Have you seen Krishna? And then Radha comes and Krishna can't keep that form at all. Very, very sick, very deep understanding there. But Narayan is there always in Vrindavan. He's there daily worshipped in the house of Nanda Maharaj and presumably the other gopas. The Shalagram Puja is going on. The Brahmanas do in their house. They daily worship. Mother Yashoda, she always thinks when Krishna is saved from the demon, she said, because I worship Narayan all my life, he's saving my child. Continuing, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ataiv sarva puja paramadevata sarva palika sarva jagate mata. Therefore, this word is significant here. Therefore, because she worships Krishna the best, therefore is in relation to the previous verse. Therefore, she is sarva puja, worshipable for everyone. Paramadevata, the supreme goddess. Sarva palika, the one who can protect all. And sarva jagate mata, she's the mother of all the universes. Because she worships Krishna the most. So what does that mean? She's the strongest person in existence. Again, this competition. Who's biggest and best? Krishna or Radha? Women are stronger than men. You know that? In some ways. They can take more pain it's said that the greatest pain is that of childbirth, but men don't know that. It's not easy, but they can bear that. And Radha, she bears the pain of separation from Krishna. That is the greatest pain possible. We can't understand it. Krishna can't understand it. Therefore he comes. This whole discussion we started with this Chaitanya kam prakatam yadaduna aduna tadvayam chaikyam aptam radha bhavat yuti suvalitam nomi Krishna surupam. Radha and Krishna are eternally two, but they're one who have become two, but they come one again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And why is that? Why does he come? To try to understand what are the feelings of Radha. But he can't do for a very long time. It's just too much. We find even the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita was written especially at the request of the devotees of Vrindavan, because the later pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not been recorded. So the essence of Chaitanya Charitamrita is the antilena, especially the last few chapters where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just becomes more and more and more absorbed in his madness and ecstasy and the mood of Radha. It just increases and increases in intensity and then just ends. It's a failed mission. He couldn't understand. He came to understand what it's like to be Radha, but he tried. But only she can understand. And then she has her associates, Lalita, Vishakha, they can understand. They can share and help her. But actually it's most painful. It's the most painful and the most bliss also. Impossible topics to understand. Actually, it wasn't, no one would have known if Krishnadas Kaviraj hadn't composed this Chaitanya Charitamrita. It would have been lost. It was Sri Damodar, he knew he was there every night with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das told Krishnadas Kaviraj. He wrote it, and we have it. But even then, he didn't describe much. Just a little he described, and it's beyond understanding. Continuing, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila. It's all this discussion of who is Radha. It's at the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and then it becomes the whole thread, the whole pulse of Chaitanya Charitamrita is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is Krishna in the mood of Radha, and that becomes especially in the Antilila, especially the real Antilila is the last few chapters. Time-wise, it's the last part, but then as his absorption and ecstasy and we have earlier than that also, especially in the Rath Yatra pastimes, that's described. So continuing back to the fourth chapter of the Adi Lila, Sharava Lakhi Shabda Purbe Koryache Bakhan, Sharava Lakhi Gone Tinho Hon Adishtan. I have already explained the meaning of Sarava Lakshmi. Radha is the original source of all the goddesses of fortune. Kimba Sarava Lakhi Krishna Shadbidha Aisharja Ta Adishtati Shakti Sarava Shakti Borja. Or Sarava Lakshmi indicates that she fully represents the six opulences of Krishna. Therefore, she is the supreme energy of Lord Krishna. So Krishna is Aishvaryasya, Samagrasya, Viryasya, Yashasya, Shriyaha, Jnana, Vairagya, Yoshchaiva, Shandang Bhagya Itingena. He is Bhagavan, He has all wealth, all power, all fame, all beauty, all knowledge, all renunciation. Radha has that also, but in a different way. Her opulence manifests as the beauty of Vrindavan, her opulence, her smiles, her glances, her gestures, all her arts for attracting. That's how she manifests opulence. Her power is in attracting Krishna. Her glory is in attracting Krishna. Her beauty is such that Krishna, who is attracted by his own beauty, that's also described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he desires to relish his own beauty. But her beauty is such that it's more beautiful than Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said we should always address, when addressing the deities, dress Radha more beautifully than Krishna. So Krishna will always be attracted. He won't run away. She has knowledge, but she's not. You don't find the gopis are interested in discussing Vedanta and Sankhya and all these things. Their knowledge, they're in the 64 arts, how to attract Krishna. That's her knowledge. And her renunciation is unparalleled. How she can live without Krishna. Sarva Shandarja Kanti Boishaye Jahate. Sarva Lakhi Ganeshobha Hoy Jaha Hoite. The word Sarva Kanti indicates that all beauty and luster rest in her body. All the Lakshmis derive their beauty from her. Kimba Kanti Shabde Krishna Shab Icha Kohe. Krishna Shokal Bancha Radhate Rahe. Kanti may also mean all the desires of Lord Krishna. All the desires of Lord Krishna rest in Srimati Radharani. All his desires are. She fulfills all his desires, and all his desires are directed toward her. Krishna Bishoyak Prem Param Purusharta. The topmost achievement of life is love. Love centered on Krishna. But then Krishna, the topmost achievement of his life is love centered on Radha. Radhika Karan Krishna Banchita Puran Sarva Kanti Shande E Artha Bivaran Jagat Mohan Krishna Taha Mohini Atev Shamoshte Parathakurani. Lord Krishna enchants the world, but Sri Radha enchants even him. Therefore she is Paramadevata, the supreme goddess of all. Here is a substitute. Instead of putting Paradevata, I use the word Parathakurani. Radha, this is a very important verse. Radha, and this and the next verse, which explains this verse. Radha Purna Shakti Krishna Purna Shakti Man Dui Bastu Bed Nai Shastra Paraman. Sri Radha is the full power, and Lord Krishna is the possessor of full power. The two are not different, as evidenced by the revealed scriptures. This is a vital, we're talking about Vedanta, a vital point of understanding. Shakti, Shakti Matara Vedaha. When we speak of Shakti, Krishna, Krishna is the supreme power, he's Shakti Man. There's Shakti is, and there is the repository of Shakti. So they're non-different, different and non-different. And how is that? That is explained in the next verse. Mrigamada Targanda Jaiche Abiched Agni jalate joiche kabhu nahibed. They are the same, just as musk and its scent are inseparable, or as fire and its heat are non-different. This fire and heat is the common example given in Vishnu Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam, in Vedantic discourse. It's a big topic of philosophical discussion, how the fire, the quality and the object, what is the relationship? Are they different or the same, or in ether the same? How are they the same? If you say this lotus, this is a blue lotus. Does the blueness rest in the lotus, or is it a separate quality because we see blueness elsewhere? These are the kind of things Indian philosophers have spent their time discussing. In the meantime, the devotees are chanting Hare Krishna. Radha Krishna Aiche Shada Aikoi Sharup Lila Rosh Ashadite Dhare Dui Rup. So we're coming back again to, after going through all this, coming back to sum up all these topics of this verse, this fifth verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Haladini Shakti Rasma. This whole section is explaining this verse. Now summarizing the topics. Radha Krishna Oiche Shada Aikoi Sharup Lila Rosh Ashadite Dhare Dui Rup. Thus Radha and Krishna are one, yet they have taken two forms to enjoy the mellows of pastimes. Prema Bhakti Shikhaite Apane Obatari Radha Bhava Kanti Dui Ongi Ka Kori Shri Krishna Chaitanya Rupe Koilo Obata Eto Pancham Shloke Artha Paracha. To promulgate prema bhakti, devotional service in love of Godhead, Krishna appeared as Sri Krishna Chaitanya with the mood and complexion of Sri Radha. Thus I have explained the meaning of the fifth verse. So this whole discussion of Radha, if we are to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have to understand Krishna, Radha, the relationship is summed up, and this is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. So we've discussed a little bit about Radha from Chaitanya Charitamrita. There are many pastimes. Some of them are, well, they're all pastimes of what could be called erotica, that's what Sringar Ras means, or Adi Ras. Adi Rasam is famous in Tamil Nadu, especially I think the Vaishnavas like this one in Sri Rangam. It's famous, Adi Rasam. It's sweet and soft and tasty, very appealing to persons in the mode of goodness and Vaishnavas. But Adi Rasa means that, and another meaning, is the relationship of love between the supreme male and the supreme female, Krishna and Radha. So this is sexual affairs, and there are many pastimes of Radha and Krishna. We should be cautious and not jump in, fools jump in where fools rush in where angels fear to tread. And don't rush in there. Be careful. We hear about the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Intimate means there's emotional intimacy. The details of how that is expressed, we should be cautious in approaching this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used to relish the songs of Chandidas,
Jai Dev and Srila Prabhupada said, those songs are meant for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They're not meant for ordinary people. I'll just finish with quotation elsewhere from Chaitanya Charitamrita. What to speak of the other gopis, even Sri Radhika, who in every respect is the most elevated of them all, and who has bound Sri Krishna forever by her loving attribute, serves his feet as his maidservant. So we're trying to imbibe the attitude of being servant of Krishna. She's the best servant, servitor, maidservant. So we can pray on this day, every day, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. O Krishna, O energy of Krishna, please engage me in your service. Actually, her service is to oversee all the other services of everything. She expands to expand the service of Krishna, to expand the pleasure of Krishna. So we can simply pray for the opportunity to serve the servants of 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 her servants and be Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Radhashtami Mahotsav ki jai. Celebrated very blissfully all over the world, here also. Kirtan, prasadam, so many people coming. Otherwise, here in Salem, previously hardly anyone would have even heard of Radha. They wouldn't even heard the name. Maybe they heard, but no idea. In North India, there's some idea, and that's all mixed up. But here, even people, they don't know. So this is fulfilling the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and especially Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. He said that the people in South India, they know Lakshmi Narayan, but they don't know Radha Krishna. So we have to inform them of that. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha tante nitaya chunakam padaya nipatya kritva chakha kushatameta namrabhye sadhava sakaleva vihayatara goranga chandra charne kurutana rana parivadatu janao yata Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.